In a major step forward in the medication-assisted weight loss landscape, Medicare now will cover the weight loss drug Wegovy for heart patients. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports this move is specifically targeted to people who need the medication for heart issues only. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Lloyd. Good morning, everyone. So the Food and Drug Administration recently cleared Novo Nordisk, that's the maker of Ozempic, to market this weight loss drug, Wegovy, for heart benefits. Now word that Medicaid is going to cover Wegovy prescriptions for patients with a high risk of heart disease. The drug costs about $1,300 a month. So this is a major step forward because in the past, Medicare has been barred from paying for weight loss drugs. Wegovy will not be covered by Medicare if it's only being used for weight management. This is for people who have high risk for heart problems. Earlier this month, the FDA reviewed a 17,000-patient study. It found that people who took Wegovy had a 20% lower risk of a cardiac event than people who took a placebo. So there is science behind this. The Congressional Budget Office says that Wegovy would increase overall federal spending, but the cost would depend on how many people use the drug and the duration of the treatment. So that's important because doctors right now that believe that people have to stay on this drug to keep the weight off. Overall, guys, there are 65 million Americans on Medicare. 70% of Americans are obese. This potentially could affect a very large portion of the population.
So, Marie, my doctor has to say I have a heart issue, and then the insurance will cover it. I can't just say, well, you know, doctor just can't say, well, my patient needs to lose weight, so he needs to be on this medication.
Right. You can exactly. You have to have some sort of either a high risk for a heart problem, or you are already like high blood pressure, or you may have AFib or any number of other issues with your heart. So you really would be a candidate if you're on Medicare to get this medication for free. And as we said, this drug at $1,300 a month, extremely expensive. This would be a big cost cutter for this group of people.
And initially, this drug was for diabetes patients.
Right.
And now it could be for heart patients. And though they're before all of the weight loss candidates.
Well, yeah, absolutely they're before. And as we've talked about so many times, there is a shortage of this drug because so many people want to get their hands on it. So there is a shortage of this. But yes, that would be, you know, first it really should go to people who are diabetic. And then now we're also looking at people who have heart disease that it could potentially really impact their lives in a positive way. Also something to think about when you're talking about the cost of this to society, and to Medicare, of course, you know, everyone pays into that, that it, you know, obesity is a huge, it has a huge drag on our economy, the cost of things. So this potentially, if we can get people to be healthier longer, may help overall medical costs. That's maybe what we're looking for.
All right. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Thank you so much.
Thank you.